live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council member. Good evening, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. How are you?
I know you've been busy the last couple of days, and that doesn't, well, you're always busy. Let's put it that way. Let's start there. The subject I wanted to talk to you about tonight, one of them anyway, is earned income tax credit. You've been very vocal about this topic. It's certainly in the news a lot lately, and with the governor's budget coming out tomorrow, we'll begin to see what's going to take a hit and where the cuts will come. Tell us why you're so concerned about the earned income tax credit and what it means to working families.
Well, Cheryl, I think as a principal, it shouldn't be the policy of our state to balance the budget on the backs of working families, and that's exactly what eliminating the earned income tax credit does. This is a tax credit which, as the name suggests, is an income support that only goes to folks who are working in a job. It helps take people from welfare to work, and it goes to those low and moderate income families that are struggling to make ends meet in a tough economy in our state. And I don't think that it's the best policy for the state to cut there first. And frankly, not only is this an important issue across the state, but even here in East Lansing, not a community you traditionally think about having an issue with poverty, there are 1,569 people at last count who, for the most recent data available, claim the earned income tax credit. So this is an issue across the state of Michigan and right here in our own backyard in East Lansing. I think it's something we need to speak out about.
And just to clarify for folks who aren't aware, it's for families earning less than $45,000. And I do think it's important, the distinction you made, that it's for working families. It's not part of a welfare giveaway or something. It is only for families who work.
Right. Some in the legislature have mischaracterized this as a welfare handout, but in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Only individuals who are employed are receiving the earned income tax credit, and it does target those families who are at the lower end of the income spectrum. The average tax credit, state tax credit, for the earned income tax credit that we're talking about is about $400 a year. So it's not a tremendous amount of money, but when you're at that end of the income spectrum, it makes a huge difference in whether or not you're able to pay your monthly bills.
So, and to some folks, that may not sound like a lot of money, but if there isn't a lot there, $400 can do a lot of things.
Absolutely. In fact, I was attending a press conference this afternoon at the Capitol where a woman from Lansing spoke about her personal experience as an EITC recipient. She makes about $13,000 a year and receives her income tax credit of about $600. And it's absolutely vital for her in providing for food and shelter and health care for her developmentally disabled son. So her story is by no means unique. And again, I don't think that her livelihood is where we should start our budget cutting.
And you mentioned the numbers in East Lansing. It's close to 800,000 folks in the state of Michigan who are benefiting from the earned income tax credit.
Right. Yeah, it's about 800,000 folks, and it costs the state in this current fiscal year about $340 million, which seems like a large number. But I think the important thing to remember is that money gets pumped back into local economies. It helps stimulate the economy and communities across the state of Michigan. And in fact, the Anderson Economic Group did a study that said for every $1 spent on EITC, $1.67 is spent in local communities. So it's not just working families who would be harmed by the elimination of the EITC. It's also the small businesses who provide services to these families who would no longer have access to that capital.
And What about the folks who say, well, cuts need to be made on everything? Everything is on the table these days. What is your answer to that?
Well, again, I think that we need to be diligent in our efforts to examine every possibility in terms of balancing both the state and our local budget. But again, I don't think we should start our budget cutting with programs that benefit those who are most in need. And what's been most disturbing about the EITC proposal, from my perspective, it is the only tax credit out of the over almost $3-4 billion worth of tax expenditures that Michigan has, the only tax credit that House Republicans have singled out to be eliminated without an evaluation of its effectiveness. So by all means, we should look at all these tax credits and we should evaluate whether or not they're a positive for our state and for our communities. but we should do that for every tax credit and not just single out the one that happens to benefit working families for elimination.
And you know, to be fair, I'll be having someone on, a Republican on, to talk about this, because the Republicans have said that they made it a priority to get rid of the earned income tax credit. However, there was another story I read earlier in the week where a spokesman for House Speaker Jace Bolger admitted the approach may have been a mistake. What is your take on hearing about that? Because I'm sure you heard about that article.
Well, I certainly hope that's the direction that they choose to go. Again, we have lots of options available to us in terms of balancing the budget, even if you only look at the world of tax expenditures that could be eliminated or modified. And I think the point is not that we shouldn't have a conversation about EITC. It's that we should have a conversation about it on an equal playing field with every other tax expenditure. And I think when you'll do that, what you discover is this has huge benefits for families in our state. And there are many other options that, frankly, just don't have a legitimate public policy purpose that we could eliminate to accomplish these same savings.
And you have talked with people, obviously, as you mentioned, the one story. What would the elimination, when you talk to families, what would the elimination of this cut mean to working families? I'm guessing not just in dollars, but in thinking, you know, where do we go now?
Right. I mean, this has a tremendous impact for people who are at the lower end of the income spectrum. And I think perhaps the most startling statistic that I've heard in this discussion is the elimination of the earned income tax credit would by itself drop 25,000 Michiganians below the poverty line, including 14,000 children in Michigan. So when Governor Snyder talks about one of his dashboard items being the child poverty rate, this moves that item in the wrong direction by taking 14,000 kids who are above the poverty line because their parents have access to this tax credit and bumps them below that line. And frankly, it makes it more likely that they're not going to be seeking work, but they'll be seeking some other form of state assistance, because at that point it just doesn't pay to work. And that's exactly the wrong incentive. We should be encouraging people to work and not to be seeking welfare benefits.
That was coming to mind when you said that. If they then sneak below the poverty level without this assistance, then we're creating another set of problems that we'll need tax dollars to take care of.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the governor talks a great deal about value for money budgeting, and I think that's an appropriate approach to take. But this is a classic example of a program that has a tremendous return on investment. It supports our communities, it supports working families, it supports small businesses, and again, as I said, for every dollar spent on it, $1.67 is spent in local economies. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a similar return on investments for many of the other tax expenditures that we're not talking about eliminating right now.
Well, Nathan, as always, I very much enjoy talking with you. You're on these subjects and know them inside and out, and I appreciate you taking some time to be with us tonight. We'll be listening to the governor's budget message tomorrow to figure out where we're going. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Council. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.